Hello, this is Whitney. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I've got general questions.
Okay, it depends on if I can answer those or not, ma'am. What is it?
So I'm on your website, and your voice here thing that loops around keeps saying that all information can be found on your website, but not the answer to my question. So it says those eligible 65 years and older, of course, health care providers, nursing home residents, law enforcement, firefighters, et cetera. And then it says, and additional groups of critical workers. So it is established with the federal, what I do for a living, that I'm considered an essential worker in banking. I'm a real estate appraiser, have to be out in the field, have to make inspections for banks. And so there's nowhere I've been able to find on the website and additional groups of critical workers of what that includes and whether or not I'm included in that group or not.
We don't have that information, ma'am. We have the same information you're looking at. The only thing we can do is get you pre-registered for a vaccine. You have to call the vaccine appointment line and they'll pre-register you. If something comes available, when it comes available, you'll be called.
And what if I only want either the Pfizer or Moderna, and I don't want the one where aborted fetuses, Johnson & Johnson, have just, that's all been in the news today?
That you'll need to let them know when they call you, ma'am. I don't know which one will be available when the time of calling you, ma'am.
So you register, and you don't even know if nobody can answer the question that's on your website that says additional groups of critical workers. Nobody can tell you what additional groups of critical workers are?
Ma'am, I don't have that information. It's only on the website, and that's the only information we have as well.
So who can answer that question? I mean, it's pretty bad that it's Alabama Public Health. You have this on your website, and that you cannot identify what additional groups of critical workers mean.
Ma'am, I'm not sure. We don't answer those questions. That's medical advice we don't give out, ma'am. You'll need to contact a healthcare worker, your doctor, or visit cdc.gov or adph.org. We don't have any more information on that.
That's pretty pitiful. I'll talk to somebody in our state government about how pitiful that is if that's Alabama Public Health and you're saying something and you can't even...
Well, ma'am, unfortunately, we got the same information we do on the website. We don't know more information than what's on the website as well.
Who's responsible? Well, I guess what I'm trying to say, my aggravation is, who is responsible for putting this information on the website that's under Alabama Public Health?
The Alabama Department of Public Health, ma'am.
Okay, so who am I calling? I thought I called Alabama Public Health.
We're just the coronavirus hotline, ma'am. We're not the Alabama Department of Public Health. We're just the hotline, and we give out testing sites. We don't give out general information or medical advice, ma'am.
I'm not asking for medical advice, but I'm calling the phone number that's on Alabama Public Health. So it's Alabama Public Health is who is so screwed
that
up.
Is correct, yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Unfortunately, we don't know more information than what you're listing on the website.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you for calling the